Hello, Dunaway. Welcome to our teacher interview series. My name is Jasmine Avila.
Hi, everyone. My name is Sofia Manriquez, and we're here with one of our amazing teachers. Mr. Stoltz.
Hi, this is Mr. Stoltz. I'm an 8th grade ELA teacher.
Nice to have you here, Mr. Stoltz. Last time on the teacher interview series, Zen and I asked your colleague, Mr. Pivotone, seeing as how you've been here for 5 years and Mr. Stoltz has been here for 4 years, do you see him as a rival or something else?
And we would like your response to the same question we asked Mr. Pivotone.
Well, first I'd like to know how he answered it.
Okay. Mr. Pivotone's like, do you know that one friend that you always tease and it's all fun and jokes, but it's like nothing more than that? And then he said that you were basically that friend. He also said that it's understandable that you're always comparing yourself to him because you've had big shoes to fill ever since you came into the school.
Well, I wouldn't say I compare myself to him because I didn't ask the question. But we could say a friendly rivalry is appropriate. That's a fair way to label it.
All right. So your response is maybe, because he is, on one hand, he is a rival, but it's a friendly rival. That'd be maybe yes.
Hey, he's the one who called me his friend. I wouldn't have gone that far, but that's okay.
Okay.
Was teaching your dream job or was it something else? If so, what was that dream job?
I've always wanted to be a teacher. I remember, like, in elementary school, I remember very distinctly, like, looking around my sixth grade classroom being like, oh, I wouldn't do it that way. Which, like, as a sixth grader, you don't know anything. Like, it was so dumb. But that, yeah, I've always wanted to be a teacher. But my other dream job is to be a published author. And so that is something I would like to do as well.
So that's why, like, your ELA teacher, kind of share your, writing style or just the way you perceive literature. And also, it's like 2-in-1 combo, like, hey, I want to be this writer, and I also want to teach about writing, so it's like both.
Yeah, for sure. It's, yes. I mean, like, teaching ELA lends itself well to my skill set because, like, I do really like to read and I like to write. Like, these are things that I'm helping, you know, the children learn how to do, right? So.
You love children and writing.
I love writing.
Which one do you love more?
Well, notice how I didn't say I loved children.
So you love teaching children. I'm sorry. Okay.
Too good.
What are some of your fondest memories as a student teacher?
I don't really have any fond memories of student teaching because when I was student teaching, that was when we were all online, right? So that was 2020 to 2021. So that was the year after we had all gone home, right? And then we come back and it's like online. And then they did like some half and half, like in person and online, right? I guess one thing I would say is I really enjoyed my my mentor teacher, and she and I got along really well. We used to go on walks during our prep period where we would go, and that's where we would plan and talk about things. And so that is one thing I miss is like that connection, like working with someone so closely in that way. I really liked that.
What is something you really like about your job, like your favorite thing about your job?
I think my favorite thing about my job is that I laugh every day, like with my kids. Like, I think it's super fun. Like, yes, I love what I teach and I love what we do. And I love, talking about books and writing with my kids. But I also love like the moments in between where like when classes, like my classes have like an inside joke or something like that, right? Like, I really... That's the part that I really enjoy, like the connection between me and my kids and with each other and all that. Like, I really enjoy I like that part a lot of my job.
What do you enjoy the most about Dunaway and our overall school?
I mean, there's a lot of things I like about Dunaway. I love the people that I work with. I'm really close with a lot of the teachers here that I, you know, consider that my close friends, like Mrs. King is one of my best friends, and I'm really close with, like, Mrs. Klopfenstein, Mrs. McAwarg, Mr. Fodge, Mrs. Elliott, Mrs. Keese. Like, the list goes on and on and on, right? And so that is really meaningful to me, to work in a place where I can be really connected with the people that I work with. That is really, that's one of my favorite things. And of course, I have to mention Mrs. Bueller, who I have dinner with every Sunday night at her house.
Wait, okay. About Please. This dinner in the Sunday night, when did it start? Mm-hmm. How? Like, I have a few questions. Like, when did it start and, like, how? Because this mm-hmm. sounds pretty interesting.
I mean, she just invites me to her family dinner. She has dinner with her daughters and her parents. And anyway, it's a, yeah, so that's what they do every Sunday. And she invited me after my first year. I think I kind of had to pass a few tests to, like, you know, make sure I was going to stay and that I was worth, like, inviting. But yeah, so I got invited after my first year, and I go every Sunday that I can go, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Who would you say had the biggest influence on who you are today?
That's a really loaded and deep question that I wasn't prepared to answer at this time. I guess let me focus on, like, who I am as a teacher, right? So, like I said, I've always wanted to be a teacher. I knew I wanted to be a teacher for a really long time. I had really good ELA teachers as I was growing up. So, like, my, excuse me, my seventh grade ELA teacher was one of my favorites. And then I really enjoyed my senior year AP literature teacher. But overall, like, the majority of, you know, my desire to be a teacher comes from my grandma. She taught first, second, and third grade for, like, I don't know, 35 years. And so, you know, she is really excited that I'm a teacher and loves when I call her and tell her all the things about my job. So I would say that she has had the biggest hand in forming me into, you know, the kind of teacher that I am today. The kind of person, I mean, I think that has to do with, like, you know, my parents, my family. Yeah, I don't. That's a really hard question to answer at 3:49 on a Wednesday.
Well, Mr. Stoltz, we appreciate you taking your time to be with here and just giving, you know, children and people of Dunaway a piece about yourself.
Absolutely happy to share. Thanks for having me.
All right,
thank you so much.